Manu Patra alerts dated the 19th of June 2020. Supreme Court has observed that it is the person in whose name the motor vehicle stands registered who would be treated as the owner of the vehicle for the purposes of the Motor Vehicles Act, 1988. Supreme Court has granted time of 2 weeks to states of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Manipur to file their counters to Shajil Imam's plea for consolidation of first information reports registered against him across the country for investigation by a single agency. Delhi High Court has asked the Delhi government to advertise the correct way of using a face mask, as stipulated in the guidelines of the Union Health Ministry, in both the print and electronic media. Karnataka High Court has directed that no further steps shall be taken on the decision taken by the State Board for Wildlife to allow diversion of 595.64 hectares of forest land for constructing railway line between Hubli and Ankola. Telangana High Court has issued notice to the state on the plea that the dead bodies belonging to minority community are not being permitted to be buried, inter alia, on the ground that they are affected by COVID-19. Supreme Court has asked the centre to submit a reply within 2 weeks on the cause of the tiger's death. The court passed the order while hearing a public interest litigation which alleged that the big cat may have died from COVID-19. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea seeking directions to the centre, Ministry of Social Justice, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, and Ministry of Law and Justice, to file a case before the International Court of Justice, ICJ, seeking $600 billion in damages from the People's Republic of China for spreading the COVID-19 pandemic. Supreme Court has rejected an appeal by a renewable energy association that sought a stay order on the revision of prices of renewable energy certificates. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to take all steps required for the immediate procurement of insurance policies for the 29,098 advocates whose names have been verified by the Bar Council of Delhi. Delhi High Court has denied interim protection to Mr. Hari Shankar Singh, the chairman of the Uttar Pradesh State Bar Council, who has been restrained from performing his duties by the Bar Council of India pending the elections to the said State Bar Council. Delhi High Court has asked the Delhi Police to file status report on a plea by Jamia Coordination Committee member Sifur Azargar, seeking bail in a case related to communal violence in Northeast Delhi during protests against the Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019 in February, 2020. Allahabad High Court has directed the Uttar Pradesh government to file a status report regarding the steps taken by it with regard to attending the grievances of all victims of domestic violence during COVID-19 pandemic. Allahabad High Court has directed the Uttar Pradesh government to come up with a blueprint for conducting mass testing for COVID-19 in the city of Prayagraj. Calcutta High Court has quashed summons to Rujaran Arula, wife of Trinamool Congress Member of Parliament Abhishek Banerjee and her sister by the customs authorities on the ground of procedural lapses.